It's called the Chevron Doctrine, after a case brought by the oil giant in 1984, and it's been the basis of federal regulations for decades.
It's a terrible decision that will gravely damage the ability of our government to protect us from all kinds of threats to our health and well-being.
David Doniger is an attorney with the Natural Resources Defense Council. He says with this decision, the High Court has essentially taken regulatory powers away from experienced government agency experts and given it to the courts.
You may now have random judges in, say, Amarillo, Texas, deciding all kinds of national policy decisions, from ensuring the safety of medications to air pollution limits or rules to keep the doors from blowing out of airplanes.
Supporters of the ruling argued that the 1984 rule gave too much power to the executive branch and agencies like the EPA. The rule basically deferred to federal agencies to issue regulatory rules on laws that weren't explicitly clear on an issue. Hassan Kanu is a reporter for the Washington-based think tank The American Prospect. He said business and conservative interests have had the doctrine in their sights for a long time.
That's what you hear when you hear folks talk about dismantling the administrative state, right? When you hear Trump talk about the deep state sometimes. And what this really translates to really is sort of curtailing or dismantling federal regulation of business. That's oftentimes what the real end goal of these efforts are.
Sanjay Narayan is an attorney with the Sierra Club. He says this ruling makes the lawmaking process a lot harder, as Congress will no longer be able to rely on agency experts to interpret existing laws to regulate rapidly developing technologies and environmental changes.
Congress is designed to do big things, not to go ahead and apply the law to any one of, you know, a million different changing circumstances. So there are some things Congress can do. But at the end of the day, you know, what we need is a Congress that can pass broad laws that the government can then implement in ways that make sense.
Critics of the High Court ruling said that means it will be harder in the future for Congress to take action on air and water pollution, climate change, or unforeseen public health emergencies like the COVID-19 pandemic. The ruling comes on the heels of another Supreme Court decision on Thursday that paused the enforcement of the EPA's so-called Good Neighbor Rule, meant to limit industrial smokestack emissions and other pollutants from affecting areas downwind from power plants. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.